The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Perek Haskata Batim Daf Mem Tet. Today's daf is being studied in Neshmat Abraham Ben Esther. Hashem Tenichenu Began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Mem Tet Amud Rishon. We're holding by the two dots. Velo Leish Hazaka Ben Nechse Ishto. So we said a man, he doesn't have Hazaka on the Nechassim of his wife. His wife brings into the marriage Nechse Milog. Nechse Milog belonged to the wife, but the husband eats Perot. So he's living on the field for 3 years. He's eating and eating and eating. She doesn't say nothing. He can't come along after 3 years and say, it's mine. Because it's pashut. The reason why she doesn't say anything, because we know that it's hers. And that's what a normal marriage is, that the husband eats perot. And therefore, that's why she doesn't say anything, because it's the normal usage. So the Gemara says, peshita. It's so pashut. We have to mishat the tamira. Kevan di it la pira. Since the husband gets perot, pira hu de ka'achil. Why not? Of course you can eat perot. So what's the chadush? Lo tzericha de katav la din vedevarim en li benechsayich. The chadush is where the husband relinquished his rights to the field. He came along and said, din vedevarim en li benechsayich. I have nothing to do with this field. Oh, so which means he relinquished his rights to perot. Oh, so you would have thought that since he relinquished his rights to the perot, so now we're ready. If the lady didn't rebuke, if she didn't make a maha'a, that means he has a hazakah. Hadush is that even so, it's the way of a lady to be mohelet on the perot. Even though he's eating not rightfully so, because he was mohel the field to her, back to her, but she's mohel the perot, so therefore you can't say, hey, you didn't open your mouth for 3 years. I knew you were eating perot, I'm mohel you. That's the normal way of a lady to be mohel the, but even though he relinquished his right, so therefore her silence is not to be interpreted as a hazakah. Her silence is just a normal procedure that a wife is mohelet di perot. So the Gemara has a question now. Does this work? V'chi katav la mayhavi. Even though he wrote others, din v'devarim enli, I have nothing to do with the field. That's not a lashon, that is a lashon of relinquishing. V'hat tanya omer l'chavero din v'devarim enli al sadezu. The guy tells his friend, this din v'devarim, I don't have anything to do with this field, or enli esik ba, or I have no business with this field. V'yadi mesuleket memena, or my hand should be removed from such a field. No amar kelum. That's not a lashon of relinquishing. You have to say a lashon of hare ani noten lecha matana, hare ani makne et sadeh. By just saying I'm removing myself, that doesn't do anything. So what do I care if the husband said din v'devarim enli? Din v'devarim is not a lashon of relinquishing. He has to actually say a stronger language. Amri la de Rabbi Yanai matnitin bechotev la ve'oda arusa. Our Mishnah is talking about when she's still in arusa, which means when does he start to eat perot of nechse milog? That only kicks in when they get married, nisuin. But by arusin, it didn't get to him yet. When do you need to use a lashon, strong lashon, I'm giving it to you as a matana? Only after you acquired it, then you need to gift it back in the proper language. But to stop it from coming to you in the first place, then already you can use lashon like din v'devarim and in the isikba. So this case is talking about where the husband already from the time of the irusin, he already is blocking it from ever coming to him. How do we know that such a thing works? Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana said, Nahala haba'a lo le'adam memakom acher. Let's say you have an inheritance. Now, some inheritances are de'oraita. The father inheriting to his children is considered de'oraita. There, a person cannot block such an inheritance. That inheritance comes to him automatically. But there's certain inheritances that are de'rabbanan. So a person is able to block an inheritance de'rabbanan by saying, Adam matne aleha. A person can make a condition, shelo yirashuha. Person can make a condition, which means before it comes to him, he could say, I don't want to be kone. That's the deen. And where do we learn this from? Uchte Rabba, like Rabba taught us. Why? What did Rabba teach us? The Amar Rabba kol haomer yefshi b'takanat hachamim. Anybody that comes along and says, I don't want the takanat hachamim to work for me. We'll see what the case is talking about. Kegon zot, like this. Shum'im lo, you listen to him. The Gemara says, "My kigun zot." What's the case where a person's allowed to say, "I don't want the takanat hachamim to work for me"? Kedravuna amarav, the amaravuna amarav, yichola isha sheteamen lebaala eni nizonet veeni osa. Period. Which means a lady, hachamim made a takana that what the husband has to support his wife. He has to give her mizonot. But in order that there shouldn't be strife between the husband and the wife, Hachamim established that her ma'aseh yadayim, that her work, if she goes to work, let's say, that goes to the husband. Because he's supporting us, so whatever she makes goes back to the husband. However, the Hachamim said, let's say you have a case where the lady's making so much money that she'd rather say, you know what, keep your food to yourself, I'll support myself, and I'm not giving you my panasah. So the deen is, since the whole takanat Hachamim was made for her, right, so the husband will give him his mizonot. So therefore, they made a takana that you give the ma'asei adayim, so you'll get mizonot. She could come along and say, "Yef she betakana hachamim. I don't want the takana hachamim to work for me." So she's able to block the takana hachamim. So the Gemara is trying to say, similarly, in this case over here, there's a takana hachamim that what that the husband gets perot. The husband gets the perot of the nechse milog, right? And it says ta'at pirkona. What does ta'at pirkona mean? Chamim said if the lady gets taken into captivity, the husband will redeem her. That's a tonight that they put in the ketubah. That what? If she gets to captivity, he's going to have to pay, even though it's not his obligation to pay, but he'll pay. But to compensate him for his for that item, which is a far-fetched thing that usually doesn't happen, they said he can eat the perot. He's going to be eating perot all those years on the remote possibility that she gets taken into captivity. We're giving you the perot to eat from the field. Tahat perkona. So he could come along and say, you know what? You know, you're giving me a great advantage of eating perot. I don't want the perot. Din v'devarim, and I don't want the perot. Keep the perot over there. And similarly, that's the case we're talking about in the Mishnah. When the Mishnah said that what? That a man does not have a chazakah on the perot, on the fruit, on the field of his wife. It was talking about a field of nechse milog. And what? It's a case where when they were engaged in Hussein, he said, Din v'devarim, and he's allowed to do that because that's a takanat hakamim, because efshi, I'm not interested, I don't want it to come to me. So therefore, what? Chidush, even though he's on the field for 3 years now, he should be on the field because he said, Din v'devarim, and she didn't say anything. So you would have thought, by her not saying anything, he can come after 3 years and say, Hazaka, kamashma en hazaka. Why? Because at the end of the day, even though he's eating, it's the derech of a wife not to speak, not to be mohelet on the pirot, even though he's eating illegally. But she's not going to say anything. So 3 years later, she comes along and says, you know what, I didn't say anything? Not because I'm giving him the field. I didn't say anything because I'm mohelet, my husband is eating the pirot. Yeah, but he said, din v'devarim ending. What? I'm giving him the fields anyway. So that's the hadush of the Mishnah. And once you got the Shaklav et Rav the Gemara, let's go back and just read a few important Rashbams to get some clarity in some of these cases. But that's basically the Shaklav et Rav of the Gemara. Start in the Gemara. Look at the Peshita. Exactly. Peshita en yukhala letron da kohu biyadi. The kibad it la pera betakarat hachamim. The husband gets to eat perot. She teknu perot shel nechse isha lebaal tahat perkona. Right? Hachamim gave the husband perot tahat perkona for redemption. Otan peri hu dekachil ve'en lo beguf hakarka klum. Exactly. He doesn't own the goof of the karka. Ve'en slichal limchot. What does she even got to make a mahafu in the first place? Shakol yudrim shepetorat perot yara. The karka. Everybody knows that she just has perot. Velodami le mashkanta de sura. Now the Rashbam says, hey, we learned in Baba Metziah the case of mashkanta de sura. What's the case, mashkanta de sura? You have a borrower and a lender. The lender lent the borrower $1,000 and he takes a collateral for it. He takes a field. So now the lender has the borrower's field and he has it, let's say, for 10 years. And he's eating perot for 10 years. He doesn't own the field. It's only collateral, but he's eating perot for 10 years. Every year he deducts $1,000 or $100 from the loan. After the 10 years are up, he gives back the field. That's called mashkanta de sura. That's the way they used to do it. Oh, but it says what? That within three years, the borrower has to make a maha'a. Borrower has to scream, hey, that's my field. And if he doesn't, this guy can make a hazakah. So, Esther Rashbam, it's the same thing like a nechse milog. He only has perot. So why does he have to scream at everybody? Knows that he has perot. Just like a lady, I mean, you don't have to make a maha'ah because we know the husband only has perot. But maskanta de surah, why does the borrower have to make a maha'ah? Everybody knows that this guy doesn't own the field. It only comes down to perot. So he says, "Da'amrina de sarich lemchot besof kol gimal." Over there, we said a borrower has to make a maha'ah. Dehata manu tama shemil lesof zman merubad. Over there, we're concerned because maybe after a long period of time, lo yu edim zechurim, the edim might have forgotten shebeturat mashkon ba'aliyado. They might forget that the field came down as a mashkon. And he can come along and say, I bought it. Witnesses forget, what is this guy doing on the field? They don't know every case, loan, borrowing. So there you have to make a mahat. But in the case of a husband and a wife, nobody knows husband and a wife, nechsem and dog. Nobody forgets that deen. So therefore, she doesn't have to make a mahat. Aval nechse isha leba'ada. Kod ha'olam yotim shepirot yeshto bekarka. Ishto. Velo tiyelo hazaka behayeh. Very good. So comes the Gemara and says, turn the page, let's go to Rashbam's. Let's just read the Rashbam. That's the first white line over there. Rav is talking about a case where the mizonot, that the husband has to give his wife, right? And he gets the melechet yadayim, he gets her work. Instead, ועל זה אמר רבה כגון זאת, התקנה שתקנו חכמים בזאת האישה לטובתה, אם אומרת היא אפשי בתקנת חכמים בזו התקנה שתקנו לטובתי, they made the תקנה for my benefit, תהל לדידי אינה טובה, it's not good for me. You made a takana for me, I get mizonot and I give my wages. To me it's not good for me. I don't want this takana, you're not helping me. The melechet yadi adif al mizonotai. My profits of working are better than the mizonot. Azun meshili, let me support myself. There I say, melech alaf me. Shom'im la, you listen to her. Ve'ata lashmina kerevuna amarav shiyukhila isha lomar ba'ala eni lizonet mishilcha ve'eni osa melechat lecha ki'im la'af me. Kedavnesh ta'ama b'ketuvot. כסבר מזונה עיקר, כלומר תחילת תקנו עיקר מזונות לאישה מן הבעל, בעל כורחה, בין תעשה, בין לא תעשה. Originally, the original takana was, whether the lady works or whether the lady doesn't work, she gets supported מזונות. That was a takana for the lady. She didn't have to give the husband anything originally in the original takana. The original takana was, we want to benefit the lady. That what? She should have מזונות. So therefore, since the whole basis of the takana was for her, she can come along and say, thank you very much. I only accept the Tekanat HaChamim when it's beneficial to me. But if the Tekanat HaChamim is not beneficial to me, I'm not interested. They didn't want there to be animosity, enmity between the husband and the wife. But he's supporting her mizonot and she's keeping all the money to herself. Since the initial thing was to give her mizonot, so they give me mizonot. Then automatically the melechet shadeah goes back to. The kevan de mizonot en la gam abal lo yitol melechet shadeah. Vahenu nachala habaal lo leadam leacher mikan shemizot atim lavo bechol yom. Which is that's what the Gemara meant above. Nachala habaal lo leadam mimakom ahed. The top line of the Gemara says an inheritance that's coming to a person. This mizonot. Well, this actually is not the mizonot. This melechet yadeha. It didn't come yet. It's going to come. She's going to work. But she's able to come along and say that what? The future stuff that the melechet yadayim, already I'm not giving it to you. Which means she could block it from the husband. Even though there's nothing tangible over here right now. It's something in the future. By her saying that mizonot, I want to support myself, I don't want you to give me mizonot, automatically the melechet yadayim that's was destined to go to the husband because of the original takana stops it, which is the future. That's a nachala, that's a teach, she can block it. והוא הדין לפירות שנכסים בלוג שתקנו חכמים לבעל פירותיה תחת פרקונה. תחכמים אלה תקנה for the husband that what he can have a פירות כל שכן וכל שכן. Rashbam says, "Kol sheken ve'kol sheken." Shim amar eni mekabel alai tekanat pirkona. It seems he has a right to come along and say, "I don't want this tekanat pirkona," even though it's very advantageous for the husband. He says, "Listen, for a far-fetched, remote possibility, your wife's going to be taken in captivity. We're going to let you eat perot. It's a big tekanat for the husband. Eat all the perot you want till that point." V'eni choshesh peperot nechsim melot shetiknu li. He comes and says, you know what? I don't want the nechsim, the perot. V'mo'il atnai be'odah arusa. She'adayin lo zakha bekarkiyot ha'le perot.
Which means, in this case over here, the husband was already zoche in ma'aseh yadayim. Which means already, once they're married, the husband was zoche in her work. And still she's able to take it back. Kol sheken, when he's arusa, when they're only arusa, where he never got the perot, he can block it. You see, in the case where already it's coming to the husband, she could take it back. Kol sheken, when he didn't get it yet, the perot, he can block it. In any event, that's the hidush of the Gemara. Let's go back. That's what we have to know. That's the hadush back to the Gemara. That when we say in the ish hazakah, that means when he's on the nechseh midlon and he's eating the perot. Oh, so she didn't scream. Of course she didn't scream. No, the case is talking about where he gave it to her back. He said din v'devarim enli, and he did it when she was a arusa. And we know you're allowed to do that, which is an item that before it comes to you, you can block. Just like the lady blocks the ma'asiyah dime before it even comes to the husband, they're able to block it. So therefore, the hadush is still, even though she didn't say anything, it's not a hazakah. Because normally the lady is mohel at the perot. Comes to Gebera and says, yeah, ha ra'aya yesh. But let's say he has a ra'aya. What does that mean? Look at Rashbam. Diktani matnitin en ish hazakah. Here, she'en hazakah mo'el lukim aval ve'iyat edim o shtar to'ilo. Let's say the husband comes along and produces a shtar that she gave him the field. Sounds like shtar would work. Only hazakah doesn't work. But shtar, or let's say he has two witnesses. Two witnesses come along and say, yeah, we testify that the wife sold the nechsim milog to the husband. Sounds like that would be good. Why shouldn't it be good? That would be good. So the Gemara's point is, haraya, yesh. Hazakah doesn't work. But raya, why shouldn't it work? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Tema. Tema. No good, we have a question. Nachat ruach asiti leba'ali. Which is, why don't you say, she could say, she could say, I was just making my husband happy. Which means, there's a sevara to say, in marriages, when it comes to fields like this, where the husband, let's say, says, sell it to me, and she comes over and says, okay, I'll sell it to you. She can come after and say, listen, I don't want to make my, I didn't really mean to sell it to you. I wanted to make you feel good. I don't want to start making mahloket now in the marriage over here. So therefore, even if he brings witnesses, and even if he brings a shtar, we can always come back and say, she could come back and say, nahatru, I was placating, I was just making you happy. Now, where do you see in Shas that where there's a sale of a wife to a husband, that she can come back along and say, I really didn't mean that, I was just trying to make you happy? Where do you see? That's what the Gemara brings it out. Yeah. Milotenan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Listen to the Mishnah. Lakach mina ish. Let's say, Lakach mina ish, vechazar velakach mina isha. You have a lady, she has her nechsim milog properties, right? What happened? The husband sold the nechsim milog properties to a guy. He gave the nechsim milog properties to a stranger. Now, these are her properties over here. He gave it to somebody else. Now, the guy who bought it, he knows it really belongs to the lady. So he went to the lady, vechazar velakach mina isha. So he went to the lady and said, listen, I know these are your properties. And she said, no problem, I sell it to you. Mikho batel. The sale is not a sale. Why? Alma amra nachat ruach asiti debali. Because she could come along and say, you know, I told the guy that you sold it to, I don't want to start fighting with my husband. So I said, okay, keep it. So you see, even though she agreed to the sale, she could always come back and say, nachat ruach. Hachaname, here also, when the husband produces a demon, she says, I sold it to my husband. Let her say, look at the Rashbam. Lakach mina ish. See that, Rashbam? This is a Mishnah. Lakach mina ish mina ba'al kol karki otav mishubadim lichtuvat ishto. We have a general rule. All the fields of a man, this is not nechsim milog, okay? I said nechsim milog, it's not nechsim milog. Stam fields. Every field that a husband has is mishorbad to the ketubah. That's what I meant to say, okay? So now he cannot sell the fields because she has a shabud. The guy sold all his fields to some guy. Now, she has a lien on those fields because her ketubah is paid from those fields. V'hayom ul-mahar im yamut o yigarshin. If he dies or gets divorced, titrof melekuchot.
she'd be allowed to go to that guy now, and she has a lien on him, and take him back. Unless he has other properties that are freed. That's what he writes. All my properties are mortgaged to the ketubah. What happened? Now, he knew that. He doesn't want this lady coming back now and taking the field from her, from him. So what does he do? He goes to the lady, gives her a few dollars, and says, by the way, I want to buy that right so you don't come to me and take these properties. And what does she say? No problem. But the Gemara says, next Rashba, Mikho Batel, the Mekaz Batel, why? Lo Batel Batel Mamash. Very important point. It doesn't mean it's nullified exactly, because could be she'll die first.
Right.
If she dies first, the sale is a good sale. Right, the Kekaz is a good sale. It's Mikho Batel in the event that, let's say, he dies, let's say she outlives him, or gets divorced, then Mikho Batel. So he says, Shekoz man shihya ba'al, yuchazeh alokeh ta perot. Which means, as long as the husband's still living, of course not the guy eat the perot, he bought the field. Sha'areh ha-mocher machalo, koz man shlo tkare sha'isha, ve'lo yevo zman gibu ketubata, sh'reh mishtazu, ve'bechot nechassim karkot sh'yesh lo le-ba'al ma'ayli kidu, ve'chal kama sinu, ve'damin ma'ote ma'ayli ma'alimut ish'ar perchassim, ובכולן, יתה יכול לומר מכל בטל לגמרי. Okay? ואפילו, נאמר בפרק האישה שנפלו נכסים לסופה, okay, that's all that I you טובים. Okay. When is it going to be a Mekho Batel? Mekho Batel is once already the husband dies or gets divorced, now Mekho Batel. She can come and say it's mine. Hey, but you told me you accepted it. You accepted even money. She come along and say, I wanted to make my husband happy. I don't want to start fighting with him. Oh, so similarly over here, let's say a case where a guy, let's say, buys the Nechseh Milog from his wife. Right, he has a document, he has a Edim. Let her come along and say, so the Gemara says, wait, that which we said when you're selling properties, not every property can the lady say, Nahatruah Asiti Lebali. It's only certain properties. There's three specific fields that a lady, her eye is on those fields, and she'll never give them up. And even if she tells the guy that bought it, I'm giving it up, she don't mean it. She's just trying to make the husband happy. What are those three fields over there? The first one is that he wrote it in the ketubah. Specifically, this field over here, he specified the field. This field over here, I'm designating it that you're going to collect the ketubah from it. So that field, if he went and sold it to somebody else, and then the guy came to her, and she said, oh, no problem, she don't mean, she can say, nahatul asiyah, because she knows that's the money, it's written in the ketubah. Ve'ahat shi'ihed la biktubata. What's that? Not that he wrote it in the ketubah, that Shbam says, tap la Shbam, lo nechtab betul hashtar. Ela, exactly. Le'achad nesu'in yihed le'achad mesadotav ve'asa'a apotiki le'gbot memena ketubata. Which means, all his fields are mishrabat for the ketubah. But after he wrote the ketubah, they got married. He said, you know what, this is the field, by the way. I'm putting it as an apotiki, meaning he put a lien on it for himself, that this is the main one. So eyes on that field. He goes and sells it. So now she comes along and gives, no problem, you could have it. She don't mean that, because her mind is what? The third field is what? That's talking about Nechseh Son Barzeh. When a lady gets married, sometimes she brings in fields and properties from her father's house. The deen is the husband, right away at the time of the marriage, he makes an assessment how much the field is worth, and he guarantees her that if there's a divorce or that, he's going to give her that value. If it goes up or goes down, that's the husband's loss or gain. He already assesses the field, that's a good shum. So therefore, her mind is on that field. He wrote that in the ketubah. She's getting that today. If he sells that field to somebody else, and she comes and says, yeah, don't worry, nahadruah hasiti lebali. So therefore, on three specific cases, that's when you say nahadruah. But on a nechseh milog case, you don't say nahadruah. How do you know? Gemara says, on three cases, but what are you coming to exclude? Give me the case where you do say the sale is a sale. If you're going to come and tell me, which means other, not other properties, not one of these three, stam, one of the properties, all the more so, she's worried about, she doesn't want to make a fight with her husband, right? So, if you're going to tell me it's other properties, Kol Sheken, she's going to make a fight, which means if she comes along and says what? Nachat ruach asiti lebali. Right, she's coming along and saying, well, let's read the Rashbam. I don't want to say it wrong. Let's read the Rashbam. Koshekin, right. Look at the first white line.
She's going to be mochel.
That's right. Koshekin de matzit amra nachat ruach asiti lebali. Which is, in those cases, you see, not only these three cases, on a regular field, certainly she could say nachat ruach. Why? Tehavya le'eva, im lo timkodo lelokeyach meba'ala, וכל שכן דאבי מקחו בטל ותטרוף האישה מנו כתובתה כשתקרש או ימות בעלה, תהי לא כתבה ללוקח, אמרה לה בעלה, עינייך נתת בגירושין או במיתה, וסברו את לקבות כתובתה כשאמות או אגרשך, ולכן אין את מנחת למכור מנכסי כלום. Which means, in this case over here, the guy has ten fields, let's say. It's not about the ones he designated, the Nechseh Son Barzel, or the one that he wrote in the Ketubah, or the one that he orally designated as the put. We're not talking about those. For sure, those, she could come along and say, Nahatrua, I just agreed just to make my husband happy. So the Gemara says, oh, so which field are we talking about where the sale is a sale? If you can tell me it's a regular field, called Sheken, it's going to cause animosity between the husband and the wife. And for sure, she should be able to say, Nahatrua Hasiti. Why? A guy says an arbitrary field. Right? And she comes along now, he sells it to so-and-so. So-and-so comes to the wife and says to the wife, listen, I know you have a stake in this over here. Of course she's going to say no problem. Because if she doesn't say no problem, she's going to start screaming. The husband's going to say, what do you mean? I can't sell any fields now?
Right.
I can't sell any fields now? What? You're already preparing a divorce?
Right.
You're preparing my death already? It's not one of the main three fields over here. It's a field. So, because she can, in that case, she could say, Nahatu Hasi to the Bali. For sure, in that case, when she says, I agree, you don't take her agreement literally. She's agreeing because she doesn't want to make a mahluk with the husband. If she's going to come along and say, no, I'm not selling it to you, what's the husband going to say? Why can't I sell fields now? I can't sell any of my properties now because you already have your eyes on my ketubah, on the ketubah payment. So certainly in that case also, it should be allowed for to say, nahat ruach, asiti lebali. So give me the case where you're going to, and therefore mekho batel. You have to give me a case where the sale is good. Binding. Good? Mm-hmm. So comes together and says, I'll tell you the case.
So you can
never sell them? Or? No, right. Which means, if the guy comes back to the wife on that or those fields also, she could say, Nahatu Asi Dil Bali.
That's only if it's.
That's right.
She has Shibud.
Again, she has a Shibud. Again, if she's going to get the perot at the end of the day. At the end of the day, when this guy comes to her, we take her acceptance of the sale as worthless. She can always come back and say, Nahatu Asiti Dil Bali, and therefore, in the case where he gets divorced, she can go get the perot from the
Baruch Adonai Le'olam. I mean,